After everything I have said, I consider it necessary to emphasize further that all the historical data that have reached certain contemporary people and have also happened to become known to me concerning what really did occur in the life of people of former times, and not just those data invented by contemporary so-called scholars, chiefly the Germans, whose histories have stuffed the brains of all the rising generation almost everywhere on Earth, clearly show that men of past epochs did not divide into two streams of life, but that all flowed along in a single river. The general life of mankind has been divided into two streams only since the time of what is called the Tikliomycian civilization, which immediately preceded the Babylonian civilization. From that time on, there was gradually established the present mode of existence of mankind, which, as every sane thinking man must acknowledge, can flow more or less tolerably only if people are divided into masters and slaves. Although to be either masters or slaves is equally unworthy of men as children of our common father, yet in the existing conditions already thoroughly fixed in the process of the collective life of people, the origin of which lies in remote antiquity, we must be reconciled to this and accept a compromise, which, according to impartial reasoning, corresponds to our own personal welfare and at the same time is not contrary to the commandments specially issuing to us men from the prime source of everything existing. Such a compromise is possible, in my opinion, if certain people consciously undertake as the chief aim of their existence to acquire in their presences all the corresponding data to become masters among those around them, similar to themselves. Proceeding from this and acting according to the wise saying of ancient times, which affirms that in order to be a just and good altruist, one must first of all be an out-and-out egoist, each one of us, making use of the common sense given us by great nature, must set as his chief aim to become a master. But not a master in the sense that this word conveys to contemporary people, namely one who has many slaves and much money, usually handed down by inheritance, but in the sense of a man who, thanks to his objectively virtuous acts toward those around him, that is, acts manifested according to the dictates of his pure reason alone, without the least participation of those impulses engendered in him, as in all people, by the consequences of the properties of that maleficent organ, Kundebuffer, acquires in himself that something which impels all those around him to bow before him and with reverence to carry out his orders.